Okay, this is Sunday morning, April the 5th, 2020. This is a teaching called The Cabal in Free Fall. This is something I got off of WeGo. It's called The Storm. This was on 3/28/2020.
How do you spell the cabal?
C-A-B-A-L. The true contagion is fear. You know what I said in that word? It's fear. Our whole lives, they have controlled and manipulated the masses through fear in good cop, bad cop plays. The media, the fallen stars, the superstars, the musicians, the politicians, the bureaucrats, the Hollywood, false sciences, TV shows, radio, schools, kings and queens, priests, popes, pastors, deacons, those you have trusted the most have used this tool for thousands of years through sorcery, witchcraft, magic, etc., moving pictures, radio, etc., to control and manipulate the masses while presenting themselves as good, loving, giving people, the exact opposite mirror of who they truly are. Just like Bill Gates coming out, yes, we're finding a vaccine, you know? Oh, yeah, the one that killed all these people with AIDS? Yeah, we believe you. Idiot? Think we're idiot? We're not idiots anymore. The sheeple are awoke. The cabal in free fall. This is what it means, free fall. A rapid and continuing drop or decline. They're losing their resources. They're losing their tactics. They're being uncovered. They can't do what they've done before. Okay, that's what's happening. All right, Isaiah. Chapter 14. Well, same thing happened to the devil. They're going to follow in the footsteps of their master. Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? He got kicked out of heaven. He's fixing to get kicked out of the earth. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. And you know what is really, I think is really cool, is our part in this battle. The weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Mm-hmm. We're casting down high places. We're casting down the devil's works, replacing them with the things that God has given us to speak, that we know are right and true. We stand in a special place. The Lord says, continue to pull them down. It always happens in the spirit first. Or you could say the heavenlies, where they have these. It's like what Mike Thompson was talking about. The Lord showed him the second heaven, where the demons build up their embankments. And he would speak to stuff, and immediately the devil would come over here and build up something else because of the mouths of men, men's words. How powerful they are. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. But preceding that, he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. See? We're enforcing the power that Jesus said we have. We see this in the book of Revelation, chapter 12. Lord just won't let me get away from the book of Revelation. I mean, it's like for weeks. It's like I wasn't even going that direction. One day it was just, man, he turned me around and said, go back. Okay. Revelation 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another woman in heaven, or wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man child. First revelation the Lord gave me out of that was that the child born was lifted up to the throne. And that's the triumphant church. Even though we say, well, that's Jesus, yes, but as he is, so are we in this world. We're his body. So the child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Colossians 3 says, we've been raised with him, seated with him in heavenly places. And the woman fled into the wilderness. And I always thought this was Israel, you know, the woman, Mary, where she hath a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. I don't know if it is. I'm not sure. That's just what I've thought. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was there a place found anymore in heaven. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth and his angels were cast out with him. So we know this is Genesis chapter 6. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, come, now has come salvation, the strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. This is where we're in warfare, right here. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that his time that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. That's Israel. I still think that's Israel. And the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle. There's the USA. That she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. The serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood. You know what I think that is? Fake news. I have never seen such lies. I mean, just lie, lie, lie. That's the deception. It's like a flood, a filth of lies, just all of it. Not just that, just horrible, nasty, terrible programming. Water is a flood after the woman that she might cause her to be carried away by the flood. I guess deceive us all. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood with the dragon cast, at which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is us, the church. Okay. We see in this passage the overcoming church. Now, I'm not going to read Revelation 19 and 20 because I just read it in our previous word. But I do wonder what happens when we bind the devil in Jesus' name. Because in Revelation 21 and 2 is when the angel has a chain. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. He lassos the devil and he throws him in the pit. How do you bind somebody? Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I said, Lord, is that really? That's what I'm talking about here. If anything you get out of what I'm saying today, there's two perspectives. There's a heavenly perspective and an earthly perspective. And we need to view the scriptures correctly concerning that, especially the book of Revelation. So when we do that, is that what the angel does? Here he goes again. What I'm wondering is, if you keep binding him, how does he keep getting loose? Or are we just binding individual spirits that are coming against us? Think about it. You get the picture here. Here comes the angel with his chain to bind him. This is a natural kingdom still, and you notice that fire came out of heaven to destroy Satan's last insurrection. When we're reigning on the earth 1,000 years, and when he's loosed at the end of the 1,000 years, it said the insurrection started happening on the earth. Fire came down out of heaven and destroyed it. Who did it? Who did it? Really? You really think so? I don't. What did Elijah do? He called down fire from heaven on the prophets of Baal. He's a man of faith. James talks about him. He shut the heavens. He opened the heavens. Joshua did the same thing. The sun stood still. What are we doing the 1,000 years? Ruling, reigning. His kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. Okay, think about it. All right, Ephesians 2:9 said, we're seated with him in heavenly places. I'll just read that because that's a good scripture. It's one I use to seat myself every morning when I begin to speak. And hath raised us up together. That's verse 6. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, we all think, well, this God does it all. No, we're ruling and reigning. It appears that Jesus is still in heaven, and we, like now and then, are seated with him. We're still going to be seated with him in heavenly places, period. Who called the fire down, do you suppose? Did God just do it? No, I believe the rulers and reigners here did it. These are references. James 5:17-18 talks about Elijah. 2 Kings 1:1-18 talks about him calling down fire on the prophets of Baal. He was a man of faith. 1 Kings 18, he was a man of faith. Okay, now I have written down Revelation chapter 11. It gives you something to think about. If you think about it, we're all into the commonwealth of heaven. God doesn't see the separation. As far as he's concerned, we're all under the commonwealth of heaven. Jesus said, I see the angels ascending and descending. He said, you will see the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. I believe that we're the same way. I believe that we send angels on assignment. They're ascending and descending all the time. When we give the orders, we make our decrees. We either bind the angels or we loose them with what we say. They hearken unto the voice of his word. This is going on all the time. Okay. Revelation 11. There was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. So I told you, I've already given you the teaching about the two witnesses, that I believe they're the representatives of the church and the government of God. Okay, I believe this is the government and power of the kingdom age represented here. The triumphant church, no longer afraid to speak and call the fire down if necessary. Because they have the ability to do that. Right there, the two witnesses. Turn water into blood. During this seventh day, before Satan is loosed, the power will flow freely without Satan's blockades. Seventh day parallels with the seventh trumpet. Now, I told you in the book of Revelation, which I think I probably wrote it down here, that it's actually the retelling of three stories. The seals, the trumpets, and the vials all tell the same story. One's the long story, one's a medium story, another's a short story, and they all end the Battle of Armageddon. So we're telling the story one time, two times, three times. That's why people get all messed up and, you know, the order and all that. It's a, you know, if you don't understand that, it can be quite a mess. Okay, the church that rules and reigns. We read that, Revelation 12. A church, okay, who let the devil erect high places? Who allowed the devil to come and erect high places here? Right, we did. because we didn't take authority. We didn't stop him. That's with anybody. You let all the immigrants in on the border illegally, they'll come up, and before you know it, they're knocking on your door and trying to take your house from you and everything else. They're called squatters. Okay, who let the devil wreck the high places? We did, to our shame, but no more. They're coming down. All right, Revelation 6. Verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? I think that's where we are. All right, the seals are off our eyes as to what is going on in the world. They, Satan's bunch, are in free fall, running for their bunkers. Okay, for your information, the book of, I just said it to you, but I'll read it to you. The book of Revelation is not in chronological order. If you try to read it that way, it will just confuse you. Actually, it is a telling of the same tale at least three times. The book of Revelation is divided into three parts. Revelation 1, the things which thou hast seen. I told you before, he talks to John about his ministry, that he talks to John about the overseership of the seven churches. The things that which are. And then from chapter 4 to chapter 22, the things which shall be hereafter. So he's talking about the end times. The book of Revelation is not in order, but as I said before, it's in order, but not in chronological order. The seven seals are the long story, and it ends at the Battle of Armageddon. That's Revelation 6. The seven trumpets tell a shorter story and ends at the Battle of Armageddon. The seven vials tell the really short story and ends at the Battle of Armageddon. The seals, the trumpets, and the vials are all telling of the same event, the day of the Lord. No longer can the church look for a bailout. It can clearly be seen in the Old Testament or the New Testament. We are to do something. We are to say something instead of just waiting on the Lord to do something. Oh, Lord, we just said, oh, it's okay. It's waiting for you to come get us. The rapture really fits with this bunch. Just sitting on a suitcase, is waiting for the Lord to do something. He just never shows up. Wonder why. Because he wasn't ever coming in the first place the way they thought. Well, he's already done all he's going to do, and he has stepped back and is observing what you're going to call for concerning the situation you're in. This is a call for running and reigning. Quit looking for a bailout. Quit looking for an out. People are always looking for an out, a way out of it. There's no way out. With your mouth, it's your way out. All right, Isaiah 61. We just need to get busy and quit looking for a bailout. We've been on Christian welfare for years. Time to get to work. Put your hand to the plow. Quit looking back and go forward. Okay, Isaiah 61:6. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast to yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double. Sounds like to me we're inheriting, doesn't it? All right, 66:21. And I will also take of them for a priest and for Levite, saith the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth will I make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. Revelation 1:6. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. What do people think? We're going to just sit around on clouds and play harps? That's what the cartoons show. Revelation 5:10. And hast made unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Oh, but we're wanting to go to heaven and eat for 7 years. Yeah. Exodus 19:6. This has been his plan all along. Old covenant, new covenant. I mean, the children of Israel were on socialism in Egypt. And you shall be unto me, this is Exodus 19:6, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Okay, Exodus 10:6, I guess I missed that one. And they shall fill thy houses and the houses of thy servants and the houses of the Egyptians, which neither thy fathers nor thy fathers' fathers have seen, since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And I don't know why I put that there. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, maybe it was 16. Let me see. No, don't know why it's there. Okay, 1 Peter 2. Verse 5 and verse 9. Ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. In verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And even the New Jerusalem that's coming down, we're likened as the body of Christ as to lively stones. We are part of that heavenly Jerusalem. It's the bride, he says. Okay. Romans 15. Verse 16. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. God is going to complete his whole week, no matter what we have believed about it. Revelation 21, day 8, new beginnings. And there was a new heaven and a new earth. This is what happens in that eighth day. Jesus will dwell with men. He will wipe away our tears. The former things are passed away. All things, including you, are new. This is the time to be looking. This is not a time to be looking for a way out, but a way to rule and reign. Okay, Colossians 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, or Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Then Colossians 2:15, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. All right, 7, the number of completion, 8, the number of new beginnings. We also see the bride coming down out of heaven. It is the heavenly city. It is the bride of Christ. It is us. Ezekiel saw the rise of this bride. This is Ezekiel chapter 37. Verse talks about in Revelation. He's going to gather all his people that have been scattered. All right, 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. Caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto thee, Bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded. You see the two witnesses in this? I see the two witnesses dead in the street that were resurrected and went up to heaven. And the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Who are the whole house of Israel? Who is the lion of the tribe of Judah? Who is the tribe of Judah? There we be. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and I'll cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, which I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it, for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it, for Joseph and the stick of Ephraim and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Just a thought here, talking about adoptive children. You're not supposed to be able to, by law, to disinherit adopted children. You can your own, but not adopted children. And we've been adopted in, grafted in. So don't think that you're lower than an Israelite. We're all the body of Christ. We're all Jews as far as God is concerned, spiritual Jews. So if you touch Israel, it's talking about us too. Everybody go, oh, Israel, oh. No. There's many evil, wicked. God's talking about the ones that are in covenant with him. And say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. Do you see the coming together? And the sticks whereof thou writest shall be in thine hand before thine eyes. And say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. There won't be Judah over here, Israel over here, Christianity and Judaism. No. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. I believe this is going to happen in 1,000 years. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgment and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I shall give unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, their children's children forever. My servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forever. Isn't that where the New Jerusalem is coming down? My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That right there, my tabernacle shall be with men. I think that's either chapter 21 or 22 of Revelation. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God. They shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel when my sanctuary shall be in their midst of them forevermore. So, and that's going to be it. Thank you, Jesus.